Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday draft, NFL draft a week from today here on Sports Radio 610 and Texans Radio, and joining us back on the show right now, we just got done going through the first round of his 3-round mock draft on footballtakeover.com. One of the best values out there in any of the draft realm in terms of information, evaluation, opinion is footballtakeover.com. That's John Harris's subscription website. Of course, Texan sideline reporter as well. And he rejoins us right now for a little more draft talk for another segment. So, Johnny, the one guy from the other three picks you have the Texans making, you've got Jack Besh at 59th overall, the wide receiver from TCU, Alfred Collins, the defensive tackle from Texas, with the first third-round pick they have, the one from the Tunsil trade, and then Dylan Sampson, running back from Tennessee, with the Texans' third-round pick, their own third-round pick at 89th overall. The one I want to ask you about is Besh, the wide receiver from TCU, who really showed out quite a bit at the Senior Bowl. And I'm curious stylistically the fit for Besh in terms of what the Texans look for in a wide receiver, and just how, like, give us kind of just a sort of what his skill set is and how well, obviously you think he'd fit in well. You've got the Texans taking him in the second round.
Yeah, I like this group of day two receivers. You know, depending on, you know, where you think Luther Burden's going to go. But even beyond that, I feel like there's a Jaden Higgins, Iowa State, Jalen Noel, Iowa State, Jalen Royals, Utah State, I really like, Kyle Williams from Washington State, Besh, and Savion Williams. Any of those guys, I think you could, you know, put on the Texans, and I think it would be a really good fit. I think a couple of them might be a little repetitive with what you have with Christian Kirk, but I think what Nick said yesterday, you buy that at face value, like, hey, they don't mind. They just want good football players. And to me, at receiver, if you can separate or you can go get the football in spots where the Texans haven't been as successful getting the football, then let's rock on. And I think with Besh, I think you talk about good size, 6'1", 210-ish. Look, as a receiver, you know, he's not the fastest guy, but he's in the 4.47, 4.48 range. And I think he can get to those areas in the intermediate areas that and be successful. It's not that he can just get there. I think he's got good, strong hands. He's going to get open. He's going to make something happen after the catch. And he's swarmy as hell. And I think that's obviously something that we have to consider with these picks. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know that Jalen Royals is that or Jalen Noel is that. Just watching him at the Senior Bowl, you can tell how hard those guys work. You could see it with Besh. Made some tremendous catches at the Senior Bowl, which was fun. I felt like, and I'm going to get my years mixed up here because I always get them flip-flopped. I think it was 21 when LSU went to Alabama, and there was a Malik Nabers on the team. That was still a pretty loaded LSU receiving group. And Jack Besh was a true freshman, and he lit up Alabama that night. I mean, he was tremendous. And I remember thinking, man, keep an eye on this guy. He goes to TCU. And I think he had a good rest of his career. I think he'll be maximized a little bit more in the NFL. Now, those guys I mentioned, Williams, Royals, Noel, Higgins, I had them all because I would really like any one of those guys. I had them all going before I got to that pick, and it essentially came down to I want to go get a wide receiver. I know I'm not supposed to draft for need, as Nick told me yesterday, but I just felt like that's the next area where I felt like there was good value. So it really came down to the two TCU guys for me, Savion Williams and Jack Besh. And I just got the feeling that Besh would maybe be a little bit more of his guy, because if Besh, say, even as a second rounder, even if Besh is not a starter right away, he plays on all four special teams immediately. And he's going to give you good value there. And the one thing you'd like to be able to see, and we kind of joke about this with Texans receivers dating back to Kevin Walter, he blocks his nuts off. They ran toss crack at the Senior Bowl, and I'll never forget it. Your guy from Notre Dame, R.J. Oben, was playing defensive end. And so when the Texans ran that last couple of years, that was Nico Collins. Nico would slam down on a defensive end. They would then pull guys around, toss it around, and away you go. Besh got into R.J. Oben and stayed on him all the way through the whistle until Oben was so mad. He's like pounding on Besh's back to get him off of him. And it was the first day of the Senior Bowl. So I think Jack Besh would be a really good fit with Nico, with Christian Kirk. I think he could do some of the gritty, grimy stuff. I think he's going to block his guts out. I think he's going to be an intermediate, you know, run those digs and crossers, the overs, where he can make a play, go up and snatch it, get down on his feet, and then make something happen after the catch. So I just really like the fit of Besh there in the second round.
John, if we go back to your first round pick for the Texans, Gray Zabel, the guard out of North Dakota State, at footballtakeover.com, your website, which is awesome. You had Tyler Booker already off the board, a couple other notable offensive linemen. Does it feel like the kind of draft where, I know Nick is saying they take best player available, but it also does feel like the kind of draft where there might be several good 25-pick caliber offensive linemen, and that it might just work out perfectly this year that the best player available also happens to be an offensive lineman?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the case, Seth. I look at it, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong how I do it. It's just how I do it. But I kind of look at where the value is in this draft, and I just feel like that's the right spot. I feel like there's a chance that Kelvin Banks gets there. I mean, in my mock, I'll be honest, I try to make it as hard as I could on myself to try and limit the bias I have. I didn't have Travis Hunter going all the way to number 25. Look at this, Travis Hunter to the Texans. And, you know, it's the hottest mock draft ever. But I try to make it tough. I do think there's a chance that with any of these guys, I mean, even a guy like Will Campbell, and I like Will for kind of his swarmy attitude, but I think Will's a bit overrated. But I think the Patriots have to draft him. The Patriots have Vedarian Lowe at left tackle. You can't live with Vedarian Lowe at left tackle, no offense to anybody from Illinois, but you just can't do it. And Will Campbell just kind of fits with Mike Vrabel, but he's flawed. Kelvin Banks, has trouble in pass protection with his hands. I mean, Ohio State just kept chopping at his hands, and he kept dropping, and they would go by him in the playoff game. So I think Kelvin's got some things he's got to work on. Even Zabel. Zabel's played at North Dakota State. We know how, it's been well documented. Nick's 21 through 2024 drafts have not included many non-power four guys. So, there's that. So everybody's kind of got something to overcome, but I feel like at 25 that there will be options between Gray Zabel, Donovan Jackson, Josh Connerly. And I know, when I did the podcast last night with Landry and Stutes, there's some people say, well, I don't like Josh Connerly. I'm like, yeah, because you just haven't watched him. You don't know the name. You haven't seen him play. But when you see him play, you're like, man, he's got good feet. He appreciates the run game and the run blocking. He's got some work to do. And he got dump trucked by Mike Green at the Senior Bowl. And everybody's like, oh, look at Josh Connerly. He just got knocked on his ass. So, yeah, those things are all out there. But I think from a value perspective, those offensive linemen, to me, provide pretty good value at number 25. And I always go back to 2019 in a sense. Who did we all want 2019 when the Texans are sitting there? They got to get a tackle. They got to protect Deshaun Watson. They got to get a tackle. Andre Dillard. And look, I was definitely part of driving that narrative. But I also knew that Andre Dillard wasn't the only guy. So when the Eagles went in front of the Texans, everybody freaked the F out. They're like, whoa, man, they just worked the the Texans and get in front. Well, last I looked, Andre Dillard hadn't played a snap in a couple of years in the NFL, and there's Titus Howard working on year, what, seven? So, you know, it works out if you don't know who the person is. But I feel like that draft, Titus was decent value at whatever pick the Texans were that year. And so I feel like this year that value is again there at 25. So if there's a trade up, my gut tells me it's probably Banks if there is a trade up. But even at that point, I don't know that there is such a gap between Banks and Booker and Zabel that you would go trading up, you know, 10 spots to the Falcons to go get one of those guys. I mean, if a guy gets close, like if you're at 21, 22 and the Chargers call and say, hey, look, you guys want to move down a few spots? We're not sure who we're taking. We don't know which Michigan Wolverine we want to put with Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go down three spots. Yeah, okay. Our guy's still on the board that we'd like. Let's go do it. We'll give up, we'll give you our third for next year, whatever, to go up three spots. Okay, you lock in your guy, away you go. But I just feel like at 25.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're going to have one of those offensive linemen fall to you. I think there could be a potential of having a couple of the receivers fall to you and feel really good about that. And then I know people won't want to have a defensive lineman, but I like this defensive line. So there's a part of me that thinks, because I like this defensive line, I know how deep it is, hey, maybe get one in the second and third round. Like I went and got Alfred Collins in the third round. I felt pretty good about that, 79. So I feel like there are a lot of options at 25 that sticking and staying and picking would be the right thing to do. But everybody's got their pick in the first round until Nick Caserio says, hold my beer, watch what I do. Mm-hmm. And then the Texans, you know, drop out. We're at the draft party, which I think would be – I'm okay with that if they trade out of the first round. I'm all right with that. I know a lot of people would.
And maybe I'm not supposed to say tough. That,
but yeah. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, no, it feels like that kind of draft where I'm totally cool with them drafting out of the first round, and yet I want my candy now. I want a first round pick. So Tyler Booker is the guy, the guard out of Alabama, talking with John Harris from FootballTakeover.com and also this station, but still FootballTakeover.com where you can check out his mock drafts. Tyler Booker was already gone at the 25th pick, and he seems like the guy this year that, man. Before the combine, people had him as like, oh boy, you might have to get him at 15 or not at all. And then he tests poorly, and now he's all over the place. Do you think is this the kind of situation where the teams that really like Tyler Booker are going to disregard the combine completely? The teams that were so about him are going to say, oh no, not an athlete, can't do it.
Off the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to, you know, disregard completely. And I know you're saying not just as a first rounder. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think you can even if you like a guy, and you know, I like Booker, but I've really kind of tried to challenge myself to say, okay, you really like Booker, but are you overlooking the flaws, especially for the Texans, that, you know, there have been other players drafted high? Am I overlooking the flaws just because I like a lot of the things about Tyler Booker? So I've tried to be realistic about that aspect. Like, he's not the best testing athlete, but there is a level of athleticism there. Like, when you see him pull on counter, he can adapt. Like, you see a lot of defensive ends that look up and see that dude running at them, and they're like, I'm getting the hell out of the way. And so they veer upfield. Booker's got enough agility to, like, okay, adjust on the run and wheel a couple of guys out. I saw him do it against South Carolina. I've seen him do that a little bit where he pulls and he doesn't just fall on his face because the guy isn't in the spot he's supposed to be. There's a little bit of agility there. Now, where I see some of that lack of athleticism, the lack of really, really good feet, like Gray Zabel, you watch Gray, and those feet are always moving. I mean, he's got the potential of scooping a two-eye or a three from the backside of a run, because he's so good, you know, with his feet and being able to move. Tyler's just relied on his strength a lot. And so his feet are going to have to improve to a level where the feet and everything upstairs works in concert with one another. And sometimes what I see is he's straining to get to a spot he knows his body should be, but his feet aren't quite getting him there just yet. And that's where in college – he can just snatch a 290-pound defensive tackle from Vanderbilt, but he sure as hell isn't going to do that against Jeffrey Simmons. So there are some things that he's going to have to work on. But with Booker, we've talked about the offensive line and the renovation. And the biggest part of the renovation was they want some dudes in that locker room that have swarm that are like, you know what, this is the way we do things. The way Will Anderson walks in that defensive line room and is like, it's the way we do things, guys. This is how we're going to get after it. We got a bunch of, you know, JYDs out here, junkyard dogs. They want junkyard dogs on the offensive line. And I think in due time, Booker would be that guy on the offensive line. And I think we've talked about that before. You guys have talked about it ad nauseum on the station, what that offensive line has been missing. And I think that's the one thing that gets added to this room when you add Tyler Booker. Now, does he walk in that room, day one rookie, and he's like, listen up, dudes, we do this my way? No, but I do think, like Will, in due time, and it didn't take Will a long time, where Will became the voice of that defensive line room at all times, and he became the voice of that defense, and in some cases, the voice of the entire team, when he stands up and like, hey, if you ain't with Houston, you ain't bleep. And I think that's kind of the way that Booker looks at things, and I would love to have that on my offensive line. So to me, that may not be a physical asset, but it's a big-time asset in this organization and what they're looking for.
Johnny's got some fun stuff in this mock draft. I'm looking at it here. I don't want to spoil anything. I want people to go to footballtakeover.com and go check it out. Some fun stuff even outside of the Texans. Johnny, we're looking forward to next week, man. Are you you all ready to go? You all amped up and ready to go for Thursday? Because you're the marathon man that weekend. You're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, beginning to end, wire to wire.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to say it's easy because Mark might be listening. But look, it's talking about draft picks and prospects, even guys that the Texans don't draft.
Yeah,
it's fun. I love the puzzle pieces. I love working with you guys during the draft. I think it's fantastic. And then when there's a pick that nobody knows, they all look at me like, all right, tell me about this guy. I'm like, all right, here we go, buckle up. So I love that aspect. I love listening to you guys talk about it. I think fans are excited for this. And I love that the fans are, no, we should draft the receiver. No, we should draft the offensive lineman. Yeah. Whoever they draft is going to be a guy that obviously brings a different mindset than maybe in years past, but guys that Nick and D'Amico have been looking for. And I'm really curious to see how it goes. And, you know, then, of course, there's things draft night. I'm curious, where does Shedeur Sanders go? Is Sanders QB2? And those kind of things can make it pretty fun.
Yeah.
So maybe a second-round quarterback can have his jersey retired at University of
Colorado. Well, that's what I'm alluding to. There's some fun stuff in Johnny's mock draft. It's a three-round mock up on footballtakeover.com. Just a nominal subscription. I'm telling you, this is, of all the websites out there on the draft, this one, best value you're going to find. Texan sideline reporter John Harris. Of course, you can hear him with Mark Vandermeer on Texans All Access, 6 o'clock at night here. And this is, listen year-round, but the week coming up here with the draft coming up, be tuned into Sports Radio 610. Johnny, keep up the great work. Appreciate you giving us a couple segments, man.
Yeah, boys, love you. Gonna hang up and listen as always.
Love you too. I hope our dissection of Johnny's mock draft was fully appropriate. He does a great job on there. FootballTakeover.com. All right, up next. Hey, let's circle back to we haven't talked about the Rockets yet today. And this actually circles back to another guest we had yesterday, friend of the show, Vanessa Richardson. Seth hit her with a question yesterday about the elevator pitch to NBA fans on rooting for the Rockets. And she took an angle that I had not thought of that I thought was a great answer, and it got me amped for watching this team in the playoffs. We'll hear that coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.